anybody wants to raise your hand, you can press star 6 and ask me some questions or make some comments about how things are going, and I would be happy to answer them. Okay, let's see. And 3355, you are unmuted. Thank you.
Yeah, Karen, I was just wondering about the drink, the shake.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it, the shake?
The smoothies.
Smoothie, yeah, yeah.
Smoothies, yes.
Smoothie. Can you, I know it makes a double amount with the recipe that you gave us. Can you drink, use that all day for a couple of meals, or do you recommend just drinking half of that like you that you told us to do, or, you know?
No, I think you could use it for a couple of meals. What I've done before is sometimes I'll have it for breakfast, and then if I need a snack later on and I don't have anything prepared, I might. So I would make the whole pitcher, the whole blender, and drink half of it for breakfast, and usually I have a little bit of bacon to go along with that as well, and then because I love bacon. And then I would have maybe another third of what was left for a snack, and then maybe another third in the afternoon for a snack, or sometimes I've had it for both meals.
Okay.
So that is totally fine. It's very nutritionally complete. So what you're getting in the smoothie, this is why I love them so much, is there's definitely protein, and there is a full serving of protein in each serving. If you only call it two servings, there's at least 20 grams of protein in each of the servings. There is a good amount of healthy fats, especially if you add the avocado in. Of course, there are tons of vegetables, which have an amazing amount of fiber and nutrition. And then the carbohydrates are coming from the fruit. So it's a totally complete meal that really offers you everything that you need. And on some nights, it's better than what I would have had before. So I see it as a great option for one or two meals a day even.
Okay. Thank you. Yep.
You're welcome. Thanks. Any other questions or comments? On the smoothies, I'm going to mute that. On the smoothies, basically, you can add whatever you want. There's the basic recipe. You start with some almond milk. I use that simply because it's lower in carbohydrates than regular milk. And for those who might have some lactose intolerance, it works well. So start with a little bit of fluid. It could be some coconut milk or some almond milk. And then add some frozen fruit. I only say frozen because then you don't have to use ice if you like to have it cold, and most people prefer these cold. So add a couple of cups of fruit to maybe 3 cups of frozen fruit and the protein powder and mix that all up really well. And then you can start adding the avocado and the vegetables. With the vegetables, you can add spinach or kale, celery, cucumbers, any leafy green. I've even thrown in like a spring mix before and just mixed it all in. So kind of whatever you've got laying around. Say it's the end of the week and you have a few random vegetables or you don't know what to make, throw them all in and blend them up. There's really not a wrong way that you can make these smoothies. If you just remember that you need some fruit, you need some vegetables, you need protein from the protein powder, and the healthy fats, in this case, are coming from avocados, but you could also use almond butter or sunflower seed butter. Some people even throw some coconut oil into them. So as long as you have those main four components, you should be fine. Any other questions or comments? If you want to raise your hand. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get started with the lesson tonight. And what we were going to talk about tonight is sort of the effect of different foods on our bodies and then the emotions that might come up. And this, again, it's so interesting how it shows up as themes. People tend to have the same themes as to what's going on in their lives. But what I heard from several people, and some of you I met with individually in the office, and some of you just sent me an email and we talked about it, or asked about if I would talk about it on the call tonight. But a theme that came up was that for quite a few people, they had been doing good on not having wheat in their diet and getting rid of the pasta and the bread and so forth. And that was going well, and weight loss was going well, and they were feeling better. And I don't think the person is on the call tonight. She said she was going to have to listen to it tomorrow. She had to work. But for one of the participants, she shared with me that her skin had improved. She had some hives or rashes on her skin, and that had improved when she got rid of the wheat. A lot of people shared with me that their energy levels increased and their cravings decreased, and they just felt like they had more energy, and then they were losing weight. Another gal, Kathy from Oregon, said that she's doing very well with weight, and her family is. Her two kids are incorporating this because they don't have a choice. But they're doing well. I know one of her sons needs to lose quite a bit of weight, too. So everyone, not everyone, but most people were doing well implementing those plans. And then for a few people, what happened is they added some of that back in, either on purpose or because a craving came up, or for whatever reason, the wheat and the gluten and the carbs got introduced back into the diet. And for several people, it was almost shocking what happened. One lady who was not on the call had some things happen at work. And about the same time that she added some of the carbs back in, the junkier carbs, and it totally triggered some emotional issues for her, but to a very intense degree, to a very serious degree, actually. So very emotional, hormones are all over the place, emotions all over the place. Lots of tears, crying, and so forth. I know two other people who came into the office who had similar experiences. And what happens is, not with all people, but with many people, a couple of different things can happen. One of them is that you may be very sensitive to wheat. You may have a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity. And when you eat it, it reacts poorly with your body. It causes systemic inflammation throughout your entire body. It can cause muscle aches and pains, stuffy nose, congestion, even skin issues, headaches, and so on. And that's directly related to a gluten sensitivity. The other thing that can happen is that when you eat those types of carbohydrates, whether they come from bread or pasta or cereals or whatever, they definitely spike your blood sugar, which in turn spikes your insulin levels, which in turn starts to mess with all of your other systems, your endocrine systems, the adrenal glands and the hypothalamus and the pancreas. So it's not just a matter of raising your blood sugar. It's like a domino effect. You raise the blood sugar and the insulin levels, and then 10 or 20 other chemical reactions happen in your body, which actually can end up affecting your hormone levels and your mood. And so everything just gets a little bit crazy. So you may find that you're more emotional or tired or feel yucky, and you certainly find that you are craving more stuff. And for the couple of the people that I talked to, you know, at first this is devastating. It's like, oh my gosh, what's happening here? And I feel out of control. But we're really trying to focus on what we have to learn from all of these lessons. And what we get to learn is that food definitely triggers us in ways, but also triggers our other systems and makes us much more emotional. But then really the blessing is that we get to see what other things we might want to work on. We might not see it as a blessing at that time, but it becomes one later as different issues show up. So I'm going to turn the Q&A on again. Actually, I didn't ever turn it off. And if you have a question or comment, or if you've noticed something about food, please go ahead and press star 6 to raise your hand and let us know what's going on. If you notice a change in your mood or your emotions or your energy levels, when perhaps you added something back in, maybe you accidentally added it back in, or maybe it was on purpose and it was planned, whatever the case may be, let me know. Just go ahead and press star 6. And while you're thinking about that, I will do true confessions and say that I bought some Mountain Dew this weekend. I supposedly bought it for my daughter's friends who came to visit for the Easter holiday. And that was a joke because really I bought it for myself. And I drank half of the Mountain Dew, and then I wanted more, and then I wanted potato chips, and then I just kept wanting more and more, and I noticed I was a little bit grouchy, and so I thought, you know, this is just not a good plan, and I threw away the Mountain Dew. There were two bottles left. I threw them away, to which my husband said, "Why did you throw those away?" And then I said to him, "For the same reason you threw away the cookies that you didn't want to eat." So for us, it's better just not to have some of that stuff around. Okay. All right. I'm going to unmute 3355, and thanks for sharing.
Yeah, Karen, I just wanted to let you know that I met with you yesterday. Was that right?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
And I had not been sticking on the diet very well, and I was struggling with it. Today, I got up and had a shake, or a smoothie, sorry,
mm-hmm.
a smoothie, and came to your class, and came home and drank the rest of it for my lunch, and I felt fantastic all day long.
Oh, good.
And I had been not feeling real great, most of the week and most mm-hmm. of the weekend, and it's amazing at the difference. How I mean, literally, mentally, physically, energy, everything has increased, and I feel so much better. So I don't know.
And that was only within one day.
That's one day. Yeah. But that's basically. I mean, I'm going to have dinner tonight, but that's basically all I've had today, and I feel very satisfied. So.
Oh, that's so good. And without sharing a ton of details, I can let everyone on the call know that you had a lot of, a couple of weeks ago you were feeling a little bit off, but then you had some major things happen. But those, life just became so emotional for you. You just were like, oh my gosh, everything was, instead of being on a 10, everything was like at 100, which only compounded things. And then I think after we got done doing some tapping and talking, your emotions mm-hmm. came back in line and then into a more realistic level, and then the food also, you were able to make different food choices then.
It's amazing with the tapping that we did and everything, the balance that got back, that it reappeared in my life, and
mm-hmm.
by the time I walked out of your office, I was totally balanced and kind of in sync and back to where I wanted to be. So
that is so good. And again, I won't share details, but what came up for this caller during the session is a really major issue with a relative. And so I would have to say that if this hadn't happened, then you may not have got to experience some of the great healing that you got to have yesterday. So what was painful at first now, I think, has turned around. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. It's a difference between night and day from yesterday to how I felt last night and today. So.
Yay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing. My pleasure, for sure. Okay. I am going to unmute 2297.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Melinda.
I experienced a thing with Diet Coke. I haven't bought any, but I put my quarter in the jar at work. and well, 50 cents. And I've tried it 3 different days, and I haven't been able to finish the can of pop.
Wow.
And it's just like, it, you know, I love the feel of the carbonation and the way it tastes and all that. And
mm-hmm.
it's like, the carbonation, it almost sticks in my throat, but I'll force it down, and I probably haven't even had a half a can.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I end up dumping it.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And this is on Diet Coke?
Uh-huh.
The interesting thing about Diet Coke is that whatever is in it is probably one of the most addictive substances on the planet. I'd say half my clients are addicted to Diet Coke at some point or another. So the artificial sweetener plays a role in the addiction, but then the bubbles and the carbonation and all of that does too. But just for the record, there are some very interesting studies coming out linking Diet Coke to depression, or not Diet Coke, all diet beverages, artificial sweeteners, to depression. And if you go to Dr. Mercola, it's M-E-R-C-O-L-A, if you go to his website, there was an article, I think maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago now, showing some studies linking artificial sweeteners to depression.
I saw that.
So it's awful. And
yeah.
So I'm really glad for you and some of the others who are able to start letting go of that.
Yeah, I was really surprised because I could buy a 12-pack on a Friday evening and Saturday night it would be gone.
Mm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
I'd have one and then I need another and another, and pretty soon, you know, I drink 4 that night.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, and now it's like I can't even finish a can.
Yeah, definitely something messing with your brain, huh?
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not messing with your brain anymore. Good job. Thanks. Did you have anything else?
No.
Okay, I'll put you back on mute. Thank you. Would anybody else like to share any experience with their food or have a question about a craving or an emotion? And if you do, you can go ahead and press *6. Excuse me. Okay. Well, we'll, if you have other questions later, you can raise your hand again. I'm taking it off the Q&A for right now. I just have to share a quick story before we move on to the regular lesson for tonight. I think I mentioned that I'm getting more men coming to the office, which is great. And today I had a husband and wife come in. It was for the husband who wanted to lose weight. And they're, I think, 40 years old, somewhere in that age range. And we talked about blood sugars and carbohydrates and insulin resistance and fat storage and all of the physiology that goes along with that. And both the husband and wife were very, very interested and, oh, this is great. But the wife was just a little bit more interested. She kept asking me, okay, I just have to get him motivated and we just need to know what he's supposed to eat. And, okay, write down this food and this and that. And very, very eager to help, but very centered on what type of food and what he should be eating. And he's just going to have to do this and so forth. And the whole while I could sort of feel him cringing a little bit, like, okay, here we go again. You know, I love my wife, but Miss Fruits and Vegetables over here is driving me crazy. So I decided to show him and her both the effect of stress and the adrenal glands and the cortisol, and then also what happens to our brains when we eat those carbohydrates and how that indirectly increases the levels of serotonin in our brains and makes us feel calm. So I drew my little sketch picture, which I know I've drawn for lots of you, and as soon as I finished drawing the little sketch and explaining how the brain works, the husband looked at me and said, oh my gosh, how did you know what was happening to me? And his wife looked at him like, huh? What are you talking about? And he said, this is what's going on with me. This is how my brain feels. This is why I have cravings. My brain knows that this is what I want. You know, he very often starts his morning with regular Coca-Cola, and so forth and so on. And She goes, okay, well, that's nice, but when are we going to talk about the food? So I very nicely explained that I could give the best lecture in the world and teach them the best information, but until they had a handle on what was going on with the brain and the mind, that the chance of success would probably be slim. She goes, oh, yeah, just tell us what to eat, though. You know, for 3 or 4 days, he'll do good, but then you got to give us menus like for a week because he doesn't do good after 3 or 4 days. So it was so cute to see just those opposing views, but then it was so rewarding to see a husband really know that somebody understood what was going on with the whole mind-body connection. So we spent a little bit more time on that. I gave her some handouts for the food part to keep her happy, but then I also reassured him that we would work on the brain part, and that was the really good part of the whole day. So it's always very fun to enlighten someone and let them know what's going on. And I know for a few of you, even on the call, some of you had no idea the role that your emotions and that our brain played with eating. Some of you did, but some of you didn't. So once again, I'm just happy to be a part of letting people know about that. Okay. What sometimes comes up with a program or any type of weight loss, excuse me, is we are successful, and even with mind-body stuff, we can be successful, but then sometimes we'll hit a plateau, or sometimes we'll even go backward a little bit, and it feels like that we are not having success. And that can be frustrating for people. And a couple of you expressed that happening as well. Maybe you felt you went backward a little bit, or you haven't lost as much weight as you would like to, or you're not sure if things are really happening. So we're going to do a little bit of tapping around that, and then we are also going to do a little bit of visualization. And the visualization is actually going to become very important for the next class. When we do our next teleclass, we are going to work on some meditations and visualizations that will help assist us with weight loss. Sometimes what happens is that we don't actually believe that all of this can really happen, or that it has to be really hard, or that it will last, and that's where our brains kind of get in the way of our success. So I need an echo, please, to go through some of the tapping. If someone would volunteer for that, please press *6 to raise your hand. Oh, it would help if I turn the Q&A on. Okay. 3355, is that you volunteering? Is it? Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And let's see. You know what? Actually, nope, I think that'll work okay. You know, I do have you on the wrong thing. I'm going to put you on hold, and then I'm going to ask you to raise your hand again in just a moment. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, 3355, if you will press *6 again. Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so if everybody
I was listening to music.
Pardon me?
I was listening to music on hold.
Oh, were you? Oh, I didn't know there was music.
Yeah.
That's very nice, good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Okay, oh, good. Okay, everybody please just close your eyes and take a deep breath in. And breathe out. And let's take another deep breath in. And breathe out. All right, and everybody, please go ahead and either rub on the sore spot or tap on the karate chop point. And even if this doesn't totally apply to you, go ahead and go through the tapping, and you can say something different in your mind, or you can go ahead and keep on tapping on this, and then we can still set the intention that what is appropriate will happen for you. Okay. So go ahead and repeat after me, even though it's not always going as I planned.
It's not always going as I planned.
And I have some doubts.
And I have some doubts.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I think I'm doing okay.
Even though I think I'm doing okay.
I'd like this to be faster.
I'd like this to be faster.
But I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I'd like to believe this mind-body stuff is working.
Even though I'd like to believe this mind-body stuff is working.
And I'm mostly sure that it is.
And I'm mostly sure that it is.
But not 100%.
But not 100%.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Okay, now we're going to go through the points. And what I'm going to try to do is bring in some of the conversations that I've had with different people through the week. So again, whatever applies to you, just go ahead and go with that. And if not, just keep on tapping. It will still be beneficial. Okay, starting at the top of the head. I've been doing okay.
I've been doing okay.
But then I had a setback.
But then I had a setback.
And everything fell apart.
And everything fell apart.
Oh, I hope this isn't happening again.
Oh, I hope this isn't happening again.
I really want this to work.
I really want this to work.
Well, maybe I should just bag it.
Maybe I should just bag it.
It's probably just like everything else I've tried.
Probably just like everything else I've tried.
It worked for a little while.
It works for a little while.
But then something happens.
But then something happens.
And I feel like a failure.
And I feel like a failure.
I hate feeling like a failure.
I hate feeling like a failure.
Why does this always happen?
Why does this always happen?
I guess it's my fault.
I guess it's my fault.
I must have done something wrong.
I must have done something wrong.
Or else things would be perfect.
Or else things would be perfect.
But maybe it is different this time.
But maybe it is different this time.
I am learning a lot.
I am learning a lot.
I think I have made some progress.
I think I have made some progress.
I didn't know I had so many things to heal.
I didn't know I had so many things to heal.
I didn't know I could heal some of these things.
I didn't know I could heal some of these things.
What if my weight really is a symptom?
What if my weight is really a symptom
of things that need to be healed?
Of things that need to be healed.
I might not have paid any attention.
I might not have paid any attention.
If it hadn't been for my weight.
If it hadn't been for my weight.
Maybe I should thank this weight.
Maybe I should thank this weight.
That seems very weird.
That seems very weird.
But I'll give it a try.
but I'll give it a try.
Thank you, Wade.
Thank you, Wade.
For showing up.
For showing up.
You've allowed me the opportunity.
You allowed me the opportunity.
To really pay attention.
To really pay attention.
To what I can heal.
To what I can heal.
And I love the way I feel.
And I love the way I feel.
When this healing occurs.
When this healing occurs.
I had no idea.
I had no idea.
I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful.
To be experiencing.
To be experiencing.
All of these feelings.
All of these feelings.
Maybe I'm not a failure.
Maybe I'm not a failure.
I've never looked at my weight like this before.
I've never looked at my weight like this before.
What a great opportunity I have.
What a great opportunity I have.
To work on my issues.
To work on my issues.
And love and accept myself.
And love and accept myself.
Okay, everybody take a deep breath in. And breathe out. Okay. Caller, did you notice anything coming up for you?
Yeah, there's always things coming up.
Okay.
You know, I never thought about thanking my weight.
Right.
Yeah, that was a little different. But you know, I kind of felt kind of funny about that, but I can see the point. The point that was made there, but that was the biggest thing that I could that kind of bugged me was that thanking my weight.
Right.
Because I've always thought it was such a negative thing.
Yes. And see, you bring up a really good point. What happens so very often is that when we have extra weight, we become very, very negative about ourselves, about our physical bodies, but then that starts to transcend into our emotional and our spiritual bodies and our self-esteem. And we, there's like even hatred or very negative feelings towards ourselves. And they might, it's not really the weight, it's not the pounds, it's the other issues that are going on that have contributed to these feelings about ourselves. So for lots of people, it may be things that happened to them in childhood or belief systems that they have picked up along the way. And it's really those things that are making us feel bad about ourselves, not necessarily the extra weight, but we equate it to the extra weight. Right? Do you see how that works?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, sorry, go ahead.
You go first.
I was just going to say, I think that in our society, we're taught that, you know, so vividly that is such a negative thing to have extra weight. You know?
Yes. Well, typically the stereotype, you know, you say that person is overweight and they obviously have, you know, self-control or they eat too much or they don't exercise and so on and so forth. But honestly, guys, since I've been doing this work for the last 4 or 5 years, if I see an overweight person, my first thought is, I wonder what's going on in their life that has caused, you know, what emotions and life things have gone on that have contributed to this and what pain they're feeling. And then I, of course, want to run over and do some EFT with them, which is totally inappropriate, but that's what I want to do. So it makes me go, gosh, I wonder what's happened and what kind of healing they could benefit from. And sometimes in my mind, I'll just say, you know, I'm sending this person some love and healing so that they could at least experience a positive thought instead of a negative judgment. But since we are judged by other people and we are judged by ourselves for our physical bodies, then that just creates even more negativity which then obviously can increase the need for more food to make those feelings feel better, raises the cortisol levels, which helps people store fat, and so on and so forth. So as odd as it sounds, really just honoring your body for finding some way to let this show up so that you can heal the things that need to be healed and then ultimately experience some more peace in your life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit weird, but a much better way to think of it than to constantly berating ourselves and being negative about ourselves.
Yeah. And there's a part of me that's like still trying to be negative.
How could we possibly thank this body and blah, 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 that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. So on that note, let's continue to do some tapping. So everybody back to the sore spot or to the side of the hand on the karate chop. Go ahead and repeat after me, even though I've had these negative feelings.
I've had these negative feelings.
About my body.
About my body.
And I've even hated myself.
And I've even hated myself.
I'm really excited.
I'm really excited.
To learn to love and accept myself.
To learn to love and accept myself.
Even though I've had these really negative feelings.
Even though I've had these really negative feelings.
About my body.
About my body.
I'm learning to love and accept myself.
I'm learning to love and accept myself.
Even though I've been kind of mean to myself.
Even though I've been kind of mean to myself.
I thought I deserved it.
I thought I deserved it.
I'm learning to love and accept myself.
I'm learning to love and accept myself.
Okay, let's go to the top of the head. Oh, all these negative feelings.
All of these negative feelings.
I've spent lots of time being mean to myself.
I've spent lots of time being mean to myself.
I don't think that's working very well.
I don't think that's working very well.
It doesn't motivate me.
It doesn't motivate me.
Sometimes it makes me eat more.
Sometimes it makes me eat more.
It doesn't bring me joy.
It doesn't bring me joy.
It doesn't help me change.
It doesn't help me change.
I don't know why I do that.
I don't know why I do that.
I guess it's what I've been taught.
I guess it's been what I've been taught.
If something's wrong with your weight.
If something's wrong with your weight.
There must be something wrong with you.
There must be something wrong with you.
And if you just talk harshly to yourself.
You just talk harshly to yourself.
It will make everything better.
It will make everything better.
But I've been doing that for years now.
But I've been doing that for years now.
And it's not working.
And it's not working.
I'm open to letting this go.
I'm open to letting this go.
I'm open to some new ideas.
I'm open for some new ideas.
But I'm kind of scared.
But I'm kind of scared.
What if I'm just relaxed about all of this?
What if I'm just relaxed about all of this?
Oh, what if I just gain 100 pounds because of my new attitude?
What if I gain 100 pounds about my new attitude?
I don't think I can be relaxed and like myself.
I don't think I could be relaxed and like myself.
I'm afraid of what might happen.
I'm afraid of what might happen.
If I'm not constantly on myself.
If I'm not constantly on myself.
But what I'm doing isn't working.
But what I'm doing isn't working.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
It really is not.
It really is not.
I'm open to new ideas.
I'm open to new ideas.
What if I forgive myself?
What if I forgive myself?
For being mean.
For being mean.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
For being so mean to myself.
For being so mean to myself.
For being so negative about myself.
For being so negative about myself.
I apologize.
I apologize.
To myself.
To myself.
I've been so mean to my body.
I've been so mean to my body.
I'm really sorry.
I'm really sorry.
You're the only body I have.
You're the only body I have.
I should be nice to you.
I should be nice to you.
You have to get me through the day.
You have to get me through the day.
You've done great things for me.
You've done great things for me.
You've gotten me this far in life.
You've gotten me this far in life.
And I've been kind of mean.
And I've been kind of mean.
I think I should forgive myself.
I think I should forgive myself.
You were just trying to help me.
You were just trying to help me.
You were protecting me.
You were protecting me.
Or keeping me safe.
And keeping me safe.
Or keeping me distracted.
Or keeping me distracted.
Or letting me know.
Or letting me know.
I need to do some healing.
I need to do some healing.
I am so grateful.
I am so grateful.
Thank you, body.
Thank you, body.
For all you're teaching me.
For all you're teaching me.
I'm learning amazing lessons.
I'm learning amazing lessons.
And I think it's safe.
And I think it's safe.
To start letting some of this weight.
To start letting some of this weight.
Be released.
Be released.
It's safe.
It's safe.
To release this extra fat.
To release this extra fat.
I'm honoring what it taught me.
I'm honoring what it taught me.
But I'm ready to let it go.
But I'm ready to let it go.
I'll continue to listen.
I'll continue to listen.
And be kinder to myself.
And be kinder to myself.
As I let this fat go.
As I let this fat go.
Okay, everybody take a deep breath in. And breathe out. All right. Any questions or comments on that, caller? Do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know, as we were talking about tapping on how mean we've been to ourselves, it's true. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it, how mean I've been to myself about things, especially about my weight. And it's good that I'm able to forgive myself and to move on and be kind to myself at this point in my life.
Yes. It's such a much nicer way to live.
Very, very peaceful.
Good. That is what it's all about. And when you start to experience peace with yourself, then the need for food to calm down your emotions tends to decrease. And then you get to experience more peace with your food.
Mm. Yep.
Very nice. Thank you. Thank you for being my echo.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to put you on mute. Is there anybody else that would like to raise their hand and comment or have a question or anything come up for people surrounding those emotions? seeing the importance of being nice to ourselves, being grateful for what we have got to learn, and then moving on to letting our bodies know now that it's that we do love them and that we forgive ourselves and that we're ready to move forward and start to release some of that fat. Okay. All right. Can everybody, let's see, I'm going to take everybody off mute. Oops. Okay, can everybody still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. I'm going to put everybody back on mute here for a second. Okay. Any other questions or comments before we do the next little section? Go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 6. And while you're thinking of that, if things are coming up for you or if they're not, what I'd like to have you all work on for the next week, either with your tapping or with some affirmations, and the next week we're going to start to get into some visualizations. But think about what your thoughts and attitudes are with respect to weight loss. And this is another topic that came up for a number of you this week, that it has to be hard, or you're going to feel deprived, or you're only going to be able to eat certain things. So really take a look at what is going on with your thought process and how you are viewing the whole process of weight loss. Because I think hopefully what you're seeing now is that the traditional way of looking at weight, cutting a bunch of calories and being harsh to yourself and feeling bad about yourself and feeling like a failure definitely does not work for weight loss. And I'm glad to see, I think, even a movement nationwide towards that, but sometimes it's challenging to get rid of some of those old thoughts and ideas. So if everybody would take a few moments over the week and really look at how they view weight loss, and pay attention to that, that would be most helpful. And I'm going to unmute Melinda. Okay, Melinda, you are unmuted.
What came up for me is I do love myself, and my eating is good now, but the weight is still not coming off like I think it should, and I'm not gaining anything. But what I realized, you know, is I'm having issues with sleeping, and I know lack of sleep is not good for the diabetes. And doesn't that also increase cortisol?
It does. And when we're sleeping, we make, we restore a lot of our enzymes that we need to, and our chemicals in our bodies that we need to metabolize fat with. So it is challenging to, from a physiological standpoint, to lose fat if you are not getting adequate sleep.
And I know 4 hours at the top is not enough.
Yeah, my dear, that is that your average sleep?
Yeah, 3 to 4 hours.
You get off the phone right now and go to bed, young lady. Okay.
But what I've realized is I am looking in the mirror and telling myself I love me and I accept me. But being honest with myself, I hearing that little voice in the back of my head going, really?
Okay.
And I don't see the little thing on my shoulder anymore when I look in the mirror.
Oh,
but
good.
I think I haven't gotten rid of that little voice still. And
okay.
That's something that I need to work on. And I didn't really realize just how strong that still is for me.
Those little voices can be a big pain in the butt. But it's sometimes good to listen to them. Lots of people have little voices, and they most often are telling us negative things. It's not like I have people call me every day, "Oh, my little voice told me how wonderful I was today." That would be nice,
yeah.
And that's what we're getting to. But that, if you, the more peace you start to experience with life, the nicer the voices will become. And what you may do, and I've had a couple of other clients do this as well, is figure out a way to remind yourself just how loved you are. It can come from writing it down every day. It can come from doing the mirror work, looking in the mirror and saying, "I love you. I really, really love you." It can be, if you don't feel quite up to the level where you can really say that you love yourself, you may think of someone or some people who truly love you. It could be a friend, a partner, children, and remember each day how much they love you, or even write that down every day, how much they love you, just so that you can really remember what it feels like to be loved and to feel loved. And then as you remember that, that will help you on a regular basis to feel more loved. But that's definitely very important, because while I know you have made a ton of progress, because you really have in more areas than just weight and health.
Right.
If there's a little part of you that is still saying some negative things, then, and also preventing you from getting to bed on time, which could be interpreted as a little bit of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Then those are areas that we need to take a look at for you.
Okay.
And we all self-sabotage ourselves in different ways. And, you know, when you're busy and you have a lot going on, my thing is, well, I can't go to bed, or I need to get this done, and so forth and so on. But if I'm realistic about it, it's like, well, you know, but if you really did go to bed and get the proper sleep, that's showing that you really love and accept yourself, and amazing things happen when you love and accept yourself. And so I've been using that tactic for myself to remind myself that it's worth taking care of myself.
Yep.
Which means getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good realizations. Good job. Now go to bed. Okay. Do some tapping. And what you might do, actually do some tapping, is it's safe for me to go to sleep. Because I love and accept myself, I choose to get adequate sleep. I'm worth the sleep. And just remind yourself that of all the things why it's okay to go to sleep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. It is pretty close to 8 o'clock, and so I think we're going to get ready to sign off here. I am going to take everybody mute. So everybody is unmuted right now. We will meet again next week to do our final class for this, and then hopefully we will move on from there into some visualization and some affirmations and meditation stuff for our next series, which I'm really excited for everybody to participate in, and I'll let you know about that. In the meantime, everybody, I want to thank you all for being on the call, and I love it when you send me emails, so send me emails and let me know how things are going, and that also gives me some direction if we need to address certain topics on the call, so I appreciate that part. And if there's nothing else, then I will say goodnight and thank you to everybody.